High School Sports on KTNC, brought to you by Community Medical Center, Poppy Realty and Management, Southeast Nebraska Communication, Salem Grain and Barge, American Family Insurance, Renza, Consolidated Grain, FNM Bank, Peru State College, El Camino Electric, Farm and City Supply, Frontier Bank, Farm Bureau, Dins Country Meats, and Armbruster Motor Company.
The first two here on KTNC, and then our final two broadcasts of the afternoon and evening will be over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3. Up first, it's going to be the Fall City Girls taking on the Ashland Greenwood Blue Jays. That'll be followed by the Fall City Boys versus Ashland Greenwood. Then we'll switch over to Sunny 101.3 for the two games for the nightcap, and that will feature the Auburn Girls and Boys taking on the Malcolm Clippers, third and the girls and boys. That'll be coming up and coming your way later on this evening over on Sunny. Right now, we're going to have a chance to sit down and visit with Reese Hogue, a Fall City High School graduate who's now an assistant coach at Ashland Greenwood. So we're going to take a two-minute timeout here, and then we'll be back with our pregame visit with Reese Hogue right after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it, and you'll agree. Dins Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dins Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dins Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
Happy holidays from all of us at Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City, Nebraska. This is Andy Armbruster, and I want to take a moment to thank all of our customers for your patronage this past year. We appreciate you putting your trust in us for all of your vehicle needs. On behalf of all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, we would like to wish you a safe and prosperous and blessed new year. Thank you again for thinking of us when it comes to your vehicle.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Auburn High School as part of our pregame coverage of this afternoon's basketball. And we have the opportunity now in our pregame to visit with Ashland Greenwood assistant girls basketball coach, Reese Hogue. Reese, good afternoon and Happy New Year.
Hi, Randy. How's it going? Happy New Year to you as well.
As most of our listeners are aware, of course, Reese is a Fall City High School graduate, the oldest son of Fall City coach Don Hogue. And Reese, let's catch up a little bit here for our listeners back in Fall City. What have you been doing? Talk about your education.
Yeah, so graduated from UNL in 2018 and decided to head out to Clemens Lacy for 3 years. Really enjoyed my time out there with the administration, with the coaching staff, and then in my first year at Ashland, and love it. I can't speak enough with Mr. Leibel, Mr. Jacobson, Mr. Flynn, the entire staff. Just been really, really supportive of me in this move, and just the entire community's been awesome.
And recently a master's degree, I understand.
Yeah, just got my master's. I decided to do a bunch of life-changing things in about a month. So got my master's in school administration from Wayne State. Glad that's done with. Hopefully no more school for a while. And really excited to have that underneath my belt and hopefully have a career in being a principal or superintendent one day. So.
Reese, you mentioned your time out at Columbus Lakeview. Now, our paths crossed a few times there when I was watching my grandsons playing. At Ashland Greenwood, or rather at Columbus Lakeview, talk about that experience with Coach Colvin a little bit.
Yeah, Tyler Colvin is such a great basketball mind, and more importantly, Aaron Neer as well. He was great assistant coach. We had a really good staff out there. Colvin is so intelligent, so smart with the game of basketball himself, and he really is a player's coach. And I think me and Aaron knew you really it helped embody that, or at least tried to. And he really helped direct me and help me grow as a coach. And obviously being on the basketball, the game of basketball that is for so long, to continue to grow in a different realm through another person's eyes like Tyler and Aaron, I was really fortunate there to be able to be a part of that program.
So a good experience at Lakeview. Now talk about your duties at Ashland Greenwood. You got to teach school too, right?
Yeah. So teaching eighth graders and sophomores right now, which is a nice little change from juniors and seniors. And then after that, I've been doing obviously girls basketball and then have softball as well, which was a new experience that Morgan Zano, the head coach and assistant coach Cole Washburn, they were awesome two individuals to work with. And we had eight teams on the softball staff, and they did a phenomenal job. They were such great leaders there. So
it sounds like things are going well professionally for you, Reese. Now, we got to talk about the personal life.
Yeah.
Big news along that line. Talk about a young lady named Alyssa.
Yeah, so Alyssa is my now fiance. Planned date for the wedding is June 3rd, 2023. 6/3/23, so it's easy for me to remember because, as you know, my dad, us old boys tend to be short of mind. So, it's 6/3/23, met her at the university. And we dated for a couple years, and she just finished her master's degree down at Texas A&M, and was great going to that campus and visiting and being in the warm weather of Texas when it's frigid here in March. So met her at the University of Nebraska, dated for a couple years, and now we're engaged. So we are really excited for that, and wedding planning ready is not that exciting. It's pretty stressful.
All right, Coach. Well, sounds like things are going well for you. Now, we've got a basketball game to play this afternoon. Let's talk about that a little bit. Your girls' team, 4-4 on the year. Identical record for the Fall City girls. They're also 4-4. So talk a little bit now about your basketball team.
Yeah, our basketball team, first off, our head coach, Dave Hubert, has had a lot of head coaching experience. He was at Papillion, won a state title with them in the early 2000s. And then our assistant coach, Sean Ross, has been working, or has coached with Omaha South and coached a lot in at the Metro. And they're both really high IQ basketball minds, and they have a love for the game. Our girls, they lost 6 or 7 seniors last year. Barry Fingman did a really nice job with that team. But our girls are kind of walking in with not a whole lot of varsity experience, playing experience. Daniel Tanjas, one of our three seniors, she's kind of been the lead for our team so far, along with Hannah Keith and then Maya Carson on the bench as well. So they are really good senior leaders. We play a lot of young girls. We got a couple sophomores, a couple juniors that come in. But overall, our girls have really kind of bought into this new philosophy. It's 3 new head coaches and a whole new, team. So it's been kind of a up and down season so far. We've played some really great teams in Bennington, Wahoo, and just a mixture of other difficult teams. Fremont Bergen at a holiday tournament, but we've been able to kind of grow each and every game.
All right. So this afternoon, you've got the Fall City Lady Tigers. I don't know if you've had a chance to watch any film or scouting very much, but what do you know about them?
Well, Andy does a great job with the girls, along with John and Allison. They really preach hard work and rebounding and doing like the blue collar tendencies that I think kind of Fall City is known for, is being that blue collar, hard working community and team. First off, Andy's daughter is Ava's really, really talented, especially for a sophomore. Then you have obviously the show girl, and then you have Nolte and McKinley inside. But even as well, Maddie Jones. I mean, just an overall great athlete, and I know she made triple jump and state track with this past year, and a good softball player. But then obviously they're deep with Poppy and with Collier, and then obviously that Ash Cookenbell girl. She is long, lanky, athletic, and just overall, we're a tough matchup, but we're also excited to play a different team and play a different philosophy, and we're really excited because we know we're going to have a really good game.
This is fun, Coach. Not often I can talk to an opposing team's coach, and he can run down the roster from the top of his head, first name and last. A unique situation here. You're coaching at Ashland Greenwood. Your dad's coaching down at Falls City. I got to ask, is there any kind of a little inside bet in the Hoag household on this? Maybe who has to buy supper tonight?
That's the thing is, you know, I had to spend some time at my parents' house for the last 3-4 days for the New Year's. And we talked about until maybe later on our last night there. He goes, so what do you think about Falls City girls? What do you think about Falls City boys? How about Ashland boys, Ashland girls? And we just kind of talked a little bit here and there. But I think there's a hidden bet just because we're both competitive and we both want to win. So we'll have to see. Maybe he owes me dinner or two or three nights. Who knows?
All right. Well, Reese, thanks for taking time to come up and talk with us. It's always such a pleasure for me to get together with some of the former high school athletes that I've covered and have a chance to catch up with you. So good luck this afternoon with the ball game, and thanks for stopping by.
Absolutely. Thank you, Randy. And also thank you for all of you and John and just like what you've done for sports for so many years. I'm a little biased, but you guys are the best in my mind. So thanks, Randy.
All right. Thanks. That's Reese Hoag, the assistant girls basketball coach at Ashland Greenwood. We'll take a 2-minute timeout here and be back with a look at the starting lineup for this afternoon's game right after this on KTMC.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah?
Wow!
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play Bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You always dreamed about owning your first house, or car, or business. But you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, I-3783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back once again here to Auburn High School, the Southeast Nebraska Shootout. The All-City Tigers facing the Ashland Greenwood Blue Jays. Girls basketball coming up first. I'm Randy Gatula. I mentioned earlier, very happy this afternoon to be seated alongside Cody Swan. Cody, going to be a basketball marathon. We're going to be here a while, my friend.
We'll be busy today, won't we, Randy?
Lots of basketball coming up. Let's move right to the starting lineups for this girls' contest. Cody, I'll let you take a look at the Falls City starters.
I'll go ahead and look at the Falls City starters. Like Randy said, again, under Coach Andy Armbruster, Tigers come in to this game 4-4 on the year. Coach Armbruster will start Maddie Jones. She's a junior. Ava Armbruster, a sophomore. Another sophomore, McKinley Scholl. Ashley Kirkendall, another sophomore, and then Reese McNeely will be the final starter for Coach Andy Armbruster today. Reese is a junior.
For the Ashland Greenwood Blue Jays, an identical record of 4-4 on the season, Coach Dave Hubert will go with Danielle Tonjes. Tonjes, a 5'7 senior. She's averaging 12 points per ball game. Paige Comstock. Comstock, a sophomore at 5'6. Hannah Keith. Keith is a 5'2 senior. Emma Keith, just a sophomore at 5'8", averaging 4 points per game. And Olivia Pike is the fifth starter. She's a 5'10 sophomore, and she's averaging 12 points her ball game. As we said, Ashland Greenwood 4-4 on the year, and the Fall City girls also at 4-4 on the season. I want to remind you, this is the first of four games that we have for you. After this, it'll be the Fall City boys taking on Ashland Greenwood. I misspoke earlier here in the pregame. I said Malcolm. It's Milford that the Auburn Bulldogs are facing. We'll have the girls game on around 5:30. That'll be over on Sunny 101.3. We'll switch gears and switch to our sister station for that game. And then the nightcap will be the Auburn boys taking on the Milford boys. Auburn at 6-2, Milford at 8-2. Yeah, Auburn, you heard that right. 6-2. That 67-game win streak came to an end a few games back. And unfortunately, after losing an overtime game at D.C. West, the Bulldogs came up short at the holiday tournament up at Wayne. They lost to Harrington Cedar Catholic by 2 points, Cody, in six overtimes.
Oh, boy.
Now, you think about that. 4 minute periods, you added an extra 6 4-minute periods. That's 24 minutes. That's three complete extra quarters of basketball. They played 1 3/4 games, and I understand in one of those overtime periods, neither team scored a point.
Wow.
So that must have been some knockdown dragout. The Bulldogs coming in with two losses, and you better believe that Coach Jim Weeks has got his dogs hungry and ready to get after it. Milford? Well, they've got an 8-2 record. They're doing very well also. So we've got that to look forward to for the nightcap coming up tonight over on Sunny. Right now, we're going to step aside and take a 60-second timeout, a one-minute break, and then we'll be back with more of our pregame show right after this on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
As this year finally comes to a close, we here at F&M Bank want to wish you peace, prosperity, health, and great happiness during the year ahead. We thank you all for your continued support, and it brings us great joy to be your local bank of choice. F&M Bank takes pride in serving the banking needs of our community year after year. Happy holidays.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Auburn High School, the Southeast Nebraska basketball shootout this afternoon and this evening as we're getting set for the introduction of starting lineups for our first game, the girls' contest between Fall City and Ashland Greenwood. I want to remind you, this is a big week of basketball for you both here on KTNC and on Sunny. We'll be on the air tomorrow night here on Sunny. I'll be at Nebraska City with the Johnson Brock Eagles. They'll be on the road traveling to Lord Central. That'll be a doubleheader. Girls game at 6, boys at 7:30. John Nixon will be here on KTNC tomorrow night as Elmwood Murdoch comes to Fall City to face the Sacred Heart Irish. We're going to step aside for another 60-second timeout on KTNC.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And you joined us for the tail end of our national anthem here at Auburn High School. Well, Cody, the stands noticeably sparsely populated here. I guess it is a work day Monday afternoon. Everybody back to the real world after the holiday break here. And folks that had to work this afternoon couldn't make it up here. We are glad you decided to join us here on KTNC for our coverage of high school basketball. As I was saying before the break, it's a big week of basketball for us. Tomorrow night, John will be with Sacred Heart at home with Murdoch. I'll be with Johnson Rock up in Nebraska City Lords on Friday night. I'll be back on the air here on, on Sunny 101.3 Friday night, traveling out to Diller Odell with the Sacred Heart Irish. John will be here on KTNC as Lord Central comes to Fall City Public to face the Fall City Tigers. And then on Saturday, I don't have the exact schedule yet, but we've got Mound City and I believe Sacred Heart involved in the Steve Burton Classic down at Bishop LeBlanc High School in St. Joe. Those games will be heard live over on Sunny 101.3, but I don't have the schedule yet, so we can't tell you other than to say that we'll have a couple of games from St. Joe also on Saturday afternoon. So basketball Monday afternoon and evening, Tuesday evening, Friday evening, and Saturday afternoon. Who says that Sunny 101.3 and KTNC aren't Southeast Nebraska source for high school basketball?
Makes it pretty fun, doesn't it, Randy?
Oh, it sure does. Favorite time of the year here for us. Having the introduction of the starting lineups now, I went up to Weeping Water this past week and took in the Weeping Water Holiday Tournament. Boy, that was a lot of fun. Fall City Public boys and girls were there. Sterling was playing in that one. Johnson Brock was in that one. HTRS was in that tournament. They had two gyms going simultaneously. I took my camera, and it seemed like every gym had somebody playing that was friends of mine. So I took more than a couple of dozen pictures up there last week. What a great time that was. All fun to watch all the kids get together at Weeping Water for that holiday tournament.
Everybody sure enjoys your pictures on Facebook, Randy. Every time I hop on there, it seems like you uploaded a few more, and it just covers so much of this local area.
This media pass does wonders in giving you access down to the floor.
Sure.
We get a chance to get some that we wouldn't ordinarily probably be able to get out of the stands.
It sure is appreciated.
Appreciate it. Thank you. We enjoy doing it. We're ready to get underway. Ashland Greenwood and Fall City girls basketball jumping in there for Ashland Greenwood. Olivia Pike, she's a 5'10 sophomore. I think that's who we got jumping. Is that correct?
Shoal
in there jumping. The tip's controlled by the Lady Tigers. They come into forward to set it up. Kirkendall on the right elbow, top of the key. Gets it up here to Armbruster. She works over to the left wing. Reese McNeely. McNeely feeds it into the corner, baseline left side. Back up to Shoal. This is Armbruster at the free throw line. Spin move in the paint. Kicks it out to the right elbow. Kirkendall. She tries to penetrate. Can't get inside. Comes back up to McNeely. Top of the key. Now deep in the corner. Left side is Armbruster with the ball. McNeely on the right side. Puts it in traffic to Jones. Shot is up. Jones can't get it. Got her own rebound. Has the ball taken away by Danielle Tonjes. Tonjes will push the ball down the court for the first time now for Ashland Greenwood for the Blue Jays. Into the corner, the ball comes up to Tonjes in the paint. She's in traffic, kicks it out to Keith. That's Emma Keith. We have two Keiths out there, Hannah and Emma. To the right side, thinking about the three was Tonjes, doesn't take it. Now Tonjes works into the corner, got trapped on the corner right side, feeds it, driving way in, off the glass, up and good. Basket by Olivia Pike. Pike gets the bucket, a whistle and a foul called on the Lady Tigers.
I believe they're going to call that foul on McNeely, I believe. Let's double check.
Olivia Pike at the line on McNeely, her first team foul, number one. Pike's free throw is up and off, no good. A battle for the rebound, the ball was tipped out of bounds. And we may have had a foul call there on the Blue Jays. I think they did. Let's see if they post it.
They did, it was. It was on Tonjes, her first.
And the first team foul. Here come the Lady Tigers with the basketball. Again, Kirkendall feeds it into the baseline left side. Jones with the ball. Maddie Jones can't get the baseline. Has to bring it back to the top of the key. Now to the near side on the elbow. Actually, Kirkendall flips it up to Reese McNeely. McNeely finds Armbruster right elbow. Long pass underneath in traffic. McNeely has the ball tipped away, but it's grabbed up by Armbruster. She comes up with the loose basketball into the paint. Here's Jones. Jump shot right side off the glass, up and good. Maddie Jones with her first 2 points and the first 2 points for the Lady Tigers. We're tied at two apiece here with 6:15 to play in the first quarter for the Blue Jays. With the ball on the left elbow is Tanjas. She brings it all the way out between the rings, guarded closely by Maddie Jones in the man-to-man defense. Tanjas feeds it into Pike, driving lay-in up and good. Olivia Pike gets her second basket of the afternoon on the driving lay-in.
With the score table being on the other side, it makes it difficult to see who the foul's on. That's going to be on Ashley Kirkendall. Kirkendall's first, team second.
Yeah, the ref turns his back to us when he signals to the scorer's table. Obviously, we can't see his fingers. We have to wait until they post it to be certain. Olivia Pike will be at the line. She's 0 for 1 from the line so far this afternoon. Has all four of Ashland Greenwood's points on a pair of field goals. This free throw is on the way up and good. She now has five. And it's a 5-2 ball game. Ashton Greenwood with the lead. Here's Ava Armbruster, right side of the free throw lane. Top of the key gives up to Reese McNeely. She penetrates baseline in the corner. Jones feeds it in the paint. Shot is up and off. No good. That one put up by Fall City's Elise Poppy is in the ball game. Poppy couldn't get it to fall. And the Blue Jays come the other direction. Olivia Pike feeds it up to Paige Comstock. Comstock in traffic. That's Jenna Grell now in the ball game. They've got some subs in there already from the starters that they gave us. Jenna Grell on the left elbow. Grell backs it out. Left-handed dribble in the paint. Ball dribbled away. Grabbed up by Poppy. Poppy feeds it down court. Driving all the way in. Jump shot up. In and out. Rebound. Try for follow shot. Jones couldn't get it. The first shot was put up by Scholl. And Jones tried to go with a follow-up. Neither one could get it down. And now we've got a held ball called possession arrow. Points the direction of Ashland Greenwood.
We're down to 5:14 left in the first period. The Blue Jays with that 5-2 lead over the Tigers.
Danielle Tanjas will inbound the pass against full court pressure. Tanjas inbounds to Paige Comstock. Comstock dribbling in backcourt off to Grell across the timeline. Grell feeds it in the paint to Arn. Ball tipped away. Rebound, follow shot. Trying to put the shot up there was Olivia Pike, and she'll be fouled once again. Pike has hit 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. She has 5 points. This will be her third attempt from the charity stripe.
Foul call on McKinley Scholl. That's her first, third team personal. Timeout on the floor. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on KTNC.
Marlin City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country Pottin' Superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farmin' City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farmin' City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Auburn High School. 5:02 to play here in the first quarter. 5-2 your score. Ashland Greenwood with the early lead. And so far, it's kind of been the Olivia Pike show here, Cody.
So far, Olivia's got 4 points, 5 points in the ball game. She's 1 for 2 at the free throw line. And after this timeout, she'll come out for 2 more free throws here.
Very aggressive going to the hoop there. She was fouled putting the shot up. She made the first 2 baskets on the and one. She missed one and made one. This time didn't go down, so she'll be shooting 2. Pike, a 5'10 sophomore. She's averaging 12 points per ball game. She's the leading scorer on this Blue Jay team. Olivia Pike, front end of the 2 shots, is up and good. So now she's hit 2 out of 3 from the line and has 6 points, all 6 of the Blue Jays' points by Olivia Pike. She takes aim from the charity stripe for the second free throw. The shot is on the way up, and it's good also. Nothing but nylon that time for Olivia. Here come the Lady Tigers down court with the basketball on the left side. There's Ava Armbruster up top to Reese McNeely. McNeely feeds to the corner to Maddie Jones. Jones looked for the cutter coming through Poppy. Can't get it to her. Now Jones flips it to the top of the key on the left side. That's Kirkendall down in the corner. Kirkendall got trapped up to McNeely. Back it goes to Jones in the corner on the right side of the basket, down on the baseline. Flips it to Armbruster, top of the key, open look, didn't want to take it. Kirkendall now underneath to Jones again. Lady Tigers working the ball well there, Cody.
Yeah, they've had a couple open looks from the top of the key, just haven't pulled the trigger yet.
Kind of hesitant to shoot the ball when they do get the open look. Armbruster up to McNeely, right elbow, holding the ball is Kirkendall. Left-handed dribble in the paint, Kirkendall flips it out of the right side. Poppy, lob pass underneath Jones, tipped away from Jones, knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Lady Tigers. I have a hard time seeing that clock. 4:06, I think it says. We've got a great seat here and a great view of the floor, but the baskets that they elevated up here right in front of the scoreboard for us. All right, waiting for the inbound pass on the baseline to toss it into Skirkendall. Lobs it up into traffic. And, oh, trying to turn around toward the basket was Jones. The ball knocked away from her. Goes out of bounds. Touch last by Fall City. Chase Nolte has checked into the lineup now. And it'll be Ashland Greenwood's basketball. Lady J's up 7-2 here. On the left side in backcourt, that's Comstock. Comstock across the line to Jenna Grell. Grell, a cross-court pass, finds Emma Keith. Moving to the hoop. Lay-in off the glass, up and off, no good. Rebound brought down by Poppy. Outlet pass comes to Armbruster. At the free throw line, spin move. Armbruster flips it up top again to Kirkendall. In traffic, Jones back out to Kirkendall, left wing. Elise Poppy with the basketball. Comes around to the near side, just outside the three-point arc in the corner. Back to the top of the key, around to the left wing. Here's a lob pass underneath, looking for Nolte. Big collision on the baseline. No foul. The whistle goes, or the ball goes out of bounds as the whistle sounds. It'll stay with the Tigers. Host of substitutions in. Hannah Keith back into the lineup for one. Emma Keith on the floor. Tigers to inbound it under their own basket. Kirkendall triggers it into Armbruster on the left wing. Armbruster picks up her dribble. Needs help. Coming to help her get the ball is McKinley Scholl. Now Scholl tries to penetrate all the way into the basket. Jump shot. Scholl in and out of there. Couldn't get it. And the rebound comes down to Danielle Tonjes. Tonjes double teamed. Has the ball tipped away. Grabbed up for a moment. But they say standing on the sideline was Elise Poppy. And the ball will stay with the Blue Jays.
Clock shows 3 minutes left here in the first period. The Blue Jays still with that 7-2 lead here.
Inbounding the ball in forecourt on the side is Olivia Pike. Man-to-man defense by the Lady Tigers. Pike inbounds the pass, gets it into Hannah Keith. Under the basket in the corner, left side, open look. Three, shot is up and off, no good. Fight for the ball, it goes out of bounds off of the Blue Jays, and it'll be Fall City basketball. Emma Keith launched that long three from down here in the corner. Lady Tigers get the ball, they trail 7-2, down by five. Ava Armbruster casually dribbles across the timeline between the rings to the left elbow to Poppy. Poppy gets a pick set there by Chase Nolte. Instead, clears the pass back up to Armbruster once again. Nearing the 2.5 minute mark to play here in the first quarter. Armbruster comes around to the right side, finds Poppy. Poppy, baseline in the corner, bounce pass. Oh, she was looking underneath, trying to get to McKinley Scholl. And the ball got away out of bounds. Touch last by the Blue Jays. It'll stay with Fall City.
Right idea there. Just got to be a little quicker on the trigger.
Scholl will inbound it. Left side of the baseline under his own basket. Lob pass in looking for Chase Nolte. Nolte can't chase it down. It got away and goes out of bounds. And it'll stay with the Blue Jays. Ashland Greenwood's basketball. Lauren Gerdes in the lineup now. Gerdes will inbound it. Boy, they substitute freely here. They've already used 10 ball players. With it is Tonjes. Inside it goes. This is Gerdes moving toward the basket. Top of the key. Three up and good. Danielle Tonjes hits the three. She averages 12 points a game, and suddenly it's 10-2, and the Blue Jays are kind of opening this thing up here in the first quarter. We're at the two-minute mark. Fall City down by eight. Lob pass underneath is tipped away and stolen. Coming up with the ball is Emma Keith. Emma will bring it down court with a pass to Tonjes. Tonjes tried to feed it underneath the Olivia Pike. Pike lost the ball out of bounds, but it was tipped away by Fall City.
McNeely and Jones back in for the Tigers.
And in for Ashton Greenwood, Presley Harms in the lineup now. Presley, a 6-foot junior, checking in. She kind of towers above everybody else down there. 1:52 to play first quarter, 10-2. Here's a long three on the way off the back of the heel of the rim. Rebound down to Ashland, and a rebound follow shot put back up and good by Emma Keith. Keith with the put back on the offensive rebound. It's a 10-point double-digit lead. At the other end, shot is up. Rebound, follow shot. McNeely up and good. Reese McNeely got the offensive rebound and the put back for her first 2 points. Makes it 12-4. Full court pressure by the Lady Tigers. Into four court, Paige Comstock with the basketball. Driving in, lay-in off the glass. No, battle for the rebound. The shot was put up by Olivia Pike. Then we got a whistle on the battle for the rebound, and the foul's going to be called on the Blue Jays.
Foul's going to be called on Presley Harms. That'll be her first personal foul, team second.
So it'll be Fall City's basketball. Looks like here's Hannah Collier checking into the lineup for the first time. Collier, a junior, comes onto the floor in place of Blue Jays. Armbruster, I think.
Armbruster and Scholl both came out.
All right. on the dribble into fourth quarter. This is going to be Ashley Kirkendall, gives it to Collier at the free throw line. Hannah Collier feeds it into Maddie Jones. Jones in traffic, shot is up. Oh, couldn't get it, but she's fouled. And we're going to put Maddie Jones to the free throw line. Jones is a junior. She averages 6 points a game and 6 rebounds a game thus far this season.
Foul is going to be called on Paige Comstock. That's her first personal foul, team's third. Maddie Jones at the free throw line for the Tigers.
Maddie will be shooting two shots here. They're looking at her hand about something here. The official, boy, dead silence in the gym here at Auburn High School. Not sure what Maddie's issue is with her hand. She showed it to the ref.
She has some blood, maybe?
Blood, maybe, or guess they're going to take a timeout. So we'll take a timeout and step aside also. We'll be back after this 30-second break. You're listening to High School Ball on KTNC.
Everyone has something that they do best. Banks are no exception. Ours is investing back into the local communities that we serve. We make loans to local families and businesses. These loans generate the dollars which empower our local community. Invest in our community by banking with us. We're an equal housing lender. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Visit Frontier Bank in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Got what do we got? 104?
Yeah, 104.
A minute four left to go here in the first quarter. At the line, free throw is up and good for Maddie Jones. She's one out of one for one at the line now. Has 3 points. She'll have a second shot coming here. Second shot is up and good. Got them both. She's got four. On the dribble across the timeline with the basketball comes Paige Comstock. She flips it to the right side, Danielle Tonjes. Tonjes dribbles to the baseline in the corner, right side of the backboard. No shot there. She got trapped. The ball is flipped away, goes out of bounds off the Blue Jays. And the Lady Tigers get the ball back with 40-some seconds to go, 47, I believe it is. 47 seconds to play first quarter. 12-6 your score. Blue Jays up by 6.
Tigers doing a good job cutting into this lead here.
That's for sure.
Game.
Here's Kirkendall with the ball on the left side to Hannah Collier. Collier penetrates inside the paint, back up top to Kirkendall on the right corner. Isabel Armbruster with the basketball. All the way in, no shot there. Back to the top of the key. Collier had an open look, didn't take it. Hannah Collier now does shoot the ball off the glass, couldn't get it. And the rebound comes down to Tonjes. 19 seconds ago, long down court pass. The ball is loose on the floor. Collier dives in there to grab, or rather Jones dives in there to grab after it. And we've got a held ball called. Possession arrow favors the Lady Tigers. You see that time?
15
seconds. Okay. 12-6. Lady Tigers down. 15 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Into forecourt with the ball. Kirkendall. Kirkendall off to Collier. Open look. Collier. Three. Got it. Hannah Collier nailed the three from out on the left side. The junior with her first three. Long down court shot doesn't go, and it should be 12-7 now. They put that
12-9.
It's a 9. Okay.
Yep.
12-9 after one quarter. We're back in 60 seconds on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
DJ Kirtasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, Hannah Collier came in off the bench and nailed a three right there before the end of the period. Pulled the Lady Tigers back within three. We move to second quarter action. Here's Cody Swan.
Ashlyn Greenwood ball coming into the second quarter. This will be Comstock with it on the left wing. Now it's tipped around. Ball ends up in the hands of another Blue Jay player. That's Emma Keith with it now. Keith hands it off to Hannah Keith. Now the ball gets pulled back out to the volleyball spike line, and they'll set up the offense again. 12-9, Ashland Greenwood in front here early in the second period. Now here's McKinley Scholl with the tip ball. Ball is on the ground, tipped around, and they're going to blow the whistle as the jump ball is called. McKinley Scholl knocks it away from Hannah Keith there. Possession arrow is going to go back to the Tigers. Good job defensively there for McKinley Scholl. Like I said, early second quarter here, 7:30 to go, second period. This is McKinley Scholl with it now. Has it at the top of the key. She'll look to go to the right side with it. This is Ava Armbruster now. Armbruster against that man-to-man defense for the Lady Blue Jays. She'll look to use a screen from Nolte. Now opts out, goes to the left corner with it. Dribble drive to the paint, floater up. Got it to go off the glass and a foul. Ava Armbruster gets in the scorebook with her first 2 points of the ball game and an opportunity for an and-one here for the sophomore.
Real nice move to the basket. The foul's on Olivia Pike. That's her first personal team foul, number 4 on the Lady Jays.
Armbruster's free throw on the way up and good. She's got 3 points in the ball game, and we're back to even, 12-12. The score here early in the second period. Now the Tigers play a full court man-to-man defense. The Blue Jays break it. Ball is tipped around. Good defense there by Chase Nolte getting a hand on it. It's going to tip out of bounds and stay with the Blue Jays. The way to get your hands up and deflect that pass instead of an easy layup for the Blue Jays. 7 minutes left to play second period. 12-12 the score. Well, again, we're here at Auburn High School. Cody Schwong, Randy Catula with you here this afternoon. Here is Tonjes with it. Dribble drive to the right block. Puts a shot up off the glass. Rolls in off the front iron. She's got 5 points in the ball game, and the Blue Jays are back in front by 2.
Almost a Patrick Mahomes move there.
A little scoop shot. 14-12. This is McKinley Scholl with the basketball on the left elbow. She'll use a screen from Nolte. Had an opportunity to go inside to Nolte. Thought about it. Kicks it back outside to Elise Poppy. Poppy will hand it off to Armbruster, and Armbruster will reset the offense for the Tigers. Armbruster with it, dribbles to the left, short corner, brings it back around, tries the same move she did just a second ago and nailed it. Great move there once again by Ava Armbruster, and just like that, we're tied once again.
If they're going to give her that little floater in the paint, she'll take that all afternoon.
Now here's a dribble drive on the other end by Danielle Tonjes. Layup will not go down, but she's whistled for a foul as McKinley Scholl pick up the foul.
Yeah, on McKinley, that's her second personal team foul, number 4 on the Lady Tigers.
Tonjes just at the free throw line. She's got 5 points in the ball game. Has not been to the free throw line. Shot is on the way up. Off back iron, won't go down. Subs into the ball game. Kirkendall and Reese McNeely will check back in. Sitting will be McKinley Scholl, who just picked up that second foul, and Chase Nolte. Tonjes just at the free throw line. Another opportunity. Shot is on the way up, and nothing but nylon on that one. She's now got 6 points in the ball game, and it's a 1-point lead for the Blue Jays. Here comes Ava Armbruster. On the left side of the floor now, top of the key it goes, Ashley Kirkendall, moving the ball around, it ends up in the hands of Poppy. Poppy will dribble drive, look to pass it inside to Jones. Jones with a nice catch, tries to go up through the defenders, now kicks it back out to Poppy. Good decision there, but good effort to catch that ball.
Great play. Jones got kind of roughly treated down there,
not very much so. Here's Kirkendall with it, uses a screen from Jones now. Ooh, had Jones underneath the basket for a moment, now goes back outside to Ava Armbruster. Armbruster likes this move. Well, I think they figured it out. Olivia Pike said, I don't think you're going to come in this time. Here's Kirkendall with it. Puts a shot up off the glass. Won't go down. Gets her own rebound. Back out top to Poppy. Poppy left elbow. Jump shot. Won't go down. Off back iron. Nice offensive rebound there by Reese McNeely. McNeely finds Jones underneath the basket. Makes her move. Puts a shot up off the glass. Just short. Tipped around on the rebound. Ends up in the hands of Emma Keith.
Lady Tigers had 5 shots on one basket and couldn't get it down.
Here is Blue Jays the other way. This is Hannah Keith with a 3 that goes down. Hannah Keith knocked down the 3-point shot from the right elbow, and it's 18-14, Blue Jays in front. So we had a tie ball game a few moments ago after a free throw by Tonjes and a 3-pointer by Keith, and the Blue Jays are back on top by 4. Here's Poppy with it at the top of the key. Right side it goes Kirkendall. Kirkendall draws a little contact, now off to Jones. Jones dribble drives to the right block. Step back, thought about the shot for a moment. Now back outside it goes to Kirkendall on the right side. Top of the key, Armbruster. Armbruster, crossover dribble at the free throw line. Backs it back out. Now here's a steal by Tonjes going the other way. Tonjes, layup, up off the glass and nailed it. Tonjes with 8 points now in the ball game. And it's back to a 6-point lead for the Blue Jays. Dave Armbruster with it. Basketball. Dribble to the paint. Finds Jones on the right side. Jones looks to spin, move up off the glass. Won't go down. Kick out 3-point shot by Armbruster. Will not go. Tom just there for the rebound. She'll bring it across the timeline herself. Goes to the top of the key with it. This is Ava Pike with it now. Pike, dribble drives. Here's a jump shot by Comstock that won't go down. Rebound to Poppy. Here comes Ava Armbruster now with it through the center circle.
3:45 to play first half, 20-14. Lady Tigers down by 6.
A host of subs looking to come in here at the next dead ball. Here's Ashley Kirkendall with it. Now right side it goes Poppy. Elise Poppy jump shot from the right short corner. Won't go down. Rebound tipped around. Ends up in the hands of McNeely. Now the ball is tipped out of bounds by a Blue Jay as McNeely came down with it there. And they're going to say last touch by McNeely. Going back to the Blue Jays here. Chase Nolte and Isabel Armbruster checking back in for the Tigers. I saw Presley Harms come back in. Warren Gerdes as well. And Jenna Grell for the Blue Jays. So a couple of new subs for each team. This is Comstock with it on the right side. Looking to pass it inside. Now it goes back to the top. This is Grell with it. Grell dribbles to the left side now. Picks up her dribble. Cross-court pass to Tonjes. Tonjes holds it there. Right wing. Dribbles to the right free throw line. Elbow won't go down. On the jump shot, rebound is tipped around by Poppy, ends up in the hands of Comstock for the Blue Jays.
Boy, Lady Tigers had a chance for a rebound there and let the ball get away from them.
Here's Tonjes for a deep three from the top of the key and nailed it. Danielle Tonjes has a heck of a shot on her, I believe. That's 11 points now in the ball game for Tonjes.
Yep, 11 it is.
And it's back to a 9-point lead, 23-14 left to play here. We got 2:39 here in the second quarter. Here's Kirkendall with it. Now she'll try a three and nail that one from the right wing. Ashley Kirkendall with her first points of the ball game, and it's a three-point shot. 23-17, Blue Jays in front.
Hannah Collier up off the bench. She'll check in at the next play stoppage.
Here's Presley Harms with it on the right side. She'll dribble to the free throw line. Now it's knocked away by Poppy. Poppy trying to go coast-to-coast with it, and a foul as she was going to go up with that basketball there. Foul's going to be on Grell, I believe.
On Jenna Grell, it'll be her first personal team foul number 5 on the Lady Jays. Well, Jenna Grell saw that Poppy was going to have a pretty much a sure thing on the layup, so she decided to commit the foul there.
And it'll be ball out of bounds instead of 2 free throws.
Oh, really?
So good play there if you're a Blue Jay, right?
I figured that was going to be a shooting.
Yeah, me as well.
All right, Collier's in the lineup. Who else checked back in here?
McKinley Scholl.
McKinley Scholl checked back in.
And this will be Scholl with it. Now she'll bounce past it underneath to Kirkendall. Kirkendall up off the glass. Strong move, but won't go down. Rebound comes down to Emma Keith. Keith ahead it goes. This is Presley Harms with it. Back out to Keith. Left wing shot. 3-point shot for Olivia Pike. Won't go down. Ball is out of bounds. It's going to go back to the Tigers.
Collier did a good job down there in the corner keeping Presley Harms away from that loose basketball as it went out of bounds to make sure possession stays with the Lady Tigers.
Ava Armbruster checking back in. She will replace Isabel Armbruster. Ava will bring it across the timeline again, trailing by 6, 23-17. We got 1:52 on the clock. Second quarter, here's Scholl trying to get a bounce pass into Jones. It's knocked away by Olivia Pike. Pike will bring it across the timeline on the left side herself. She'll pick up a dribble back to the top of the key. It goes Emma Keith. Keith trying to find Pike underneath. Ball is tipped around. Ends up in the hands on the right wing of Comstock. Comstock back out to Emma Keith at the top of the key. Blue Jays looking to move the basketball and find an open shot. Now here's a dribble drive to the paint. Turn around up off the glass for Olivia Pike that won't go down. Rebound ends up in the hands of Ashley Kirkendall. Good check out there for Ashley Kirkendall. McKinley Scholl bringing the basketball up for the Tigers. Here's a bounce pass to the left elbow of Ashley Kirkendall. Kirkendall back out to Ava Armbruster. Armbruster trying to save it from going over and back, but will not do so, and it will go back to the Blue Jays.
Well, the Lady Tigers have had some point-blank shots underneath the basket and not able to get them to drop here, especially in this second quarter. They've had some really good opportunities to escape them there to score.
And really doing a nice job offensively rebounding, just not capitalizing on opportunities.
On one trip, they had 5 shots down there.
Yes.
Couldn't get it. Down by 12 now as we approach the 1-minute mark here in the first half.
23-17 the score. Here's the Blue Jays with the basketball. This is Tonjes with it at the volleyball spike line on her own side of the court. Now they'll look to burn a little bit of clock as the clock shows 50 seconds now. Blue Jays may choose to hold for the last shot here. Let's see what they do. They're just playing catch with it out here at the volleyball sideline. Now it goes to the right wing. This is Olivia Pike. She'll hand it off to Jenna Grell. Grell, dribble drive to the paint. Up and good. Jenna Grell with her first 2 points of the ball game. So much for that one shot, and it's back to an 8-point lead, 25-17 for the Blue Jays. Ava Armbruster now with the basketball. She'll hold it there, go to the left side to Collier. Collier looking to dribble drive, finds Jones on the right side, dribble drive, right side, Sean up off the glass, it won't go down. Olivia Pike there for the rebound. We got 12 seconds on the clock. Tongis ahead to Hannah Keith. Keith back out to Tongis, and a whistle and a timeout going to be called for Coach Dave Huber. We'll be back here in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Dan's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
7.5 seconds left to play in the first half here at Auburn High School. 25-17 our score. The Lady Jays of Ashland Greenwood leading the Fall City Lady Tigers. This is the first of four big games that we've got for you this afternoon and this evening. We're ready to move back to live action.
It'll be Blue Jay basketball again. 7.5 seconds left on the clock. Let's see what the Blue Jays drew up. This is Grell with it. Pass underneath Olivia Pike. Won't go down. Rebound comes down to the Tigers. Maddie Jones down. Court shot. Won't go down. And that will take us to halftime. The score, the Lady Blue Jays 25, the Lady Tigers 17, an 8-point lead for the Blue Jays. We'll go ahead and take a 2-minute timeout. Come back, look at first half scoring, and we'll be right back on 2 minutes on KTNC.
Happy holidays from all of us at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This is Andy Armbruster, and I want to take a moment to thank all of our customers for your patronage this past year. We appreciate you putting your trust in us for all of your vehicle needs. On behalf of all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, we would like to wish you a safe and prosperous and blessed new year. Thank you again for thinking of us when it comes to your vehicle.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
What is fast? Race car? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play Bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back inside Auburn High School. It's halftime. The Ashland Greenwood Lady Jays leading the Falls City Lady Tigers 25-17, our halftime score. And here to take a look at the first half numbers is Cody Swong.
The Ashland Greenwood Blue Jays were led by Danielle Tongis. She had 11 points in the first half, the only player in double figures on the court. Olivia Pike had 7, all in the first quarter. Hannah Keith had 3, and it was 2 each for Jenna Grell and Emma Keith. For the Lady Tigers, they were led by Ava Armbruster. She had 5 points all there in the second quarter. Maddie Jones had 4. It was 3 each for Hannah Collier and Ashley Kirkendall, and 2 points for Reese McNeely. for the Tigers total of 17. Again, the halftime score, Ashland 25, the Lady Tigers 17.
From the charity stripe, Ashland Greenwood 4 of 6 from the line. The Fall City Tigers a perfect 3 for 3 from the free throw line. Reminder, this is the first of four big games that we've got for you this afternoon and this evening. After this, it'll be the boys' competition between the Fall City Tigers and Ashland Greenwood. Then we'll switch over to our sister station, Sunny 101.3, for the 5:30 game, and that'll be the Auburn girls taking on Milford, followed by a 7 o'clock nightcap with Auburn and Milford's boys. So lots more basketball still coming your way. Right now we're going to take a 2-minute timeout, then we're going to give you an update of our local weather forecast, another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. You're listening to the Southeast Nebraska Shootout, live from Auburn High School on KTNC.
You always dreamed about owning your first house, or car, or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Uniquely Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
As this year finally comes to a close, we here at F&M Bank want to wish you peace, prosperity, health, and great happiness during the year ahead. We thank you all for your continued support, and it brings us great joy to be your local bank of choice. F&M Bank takes pride in serving the banking needs of our community year after year. Happy holidays!
This is your Good Time Oldies station, KTNC Fall City. I'm weatherology forecaster Kara Foster. As this past weekend's low-pressure system continues further east, we will see a small warming trend across the Midwest. Temperatures will warm up fairly quickly throughout Monday and continue to hold steady throughout Tuesday. On Monday, we can expect to see highs in the mid-30s and lower 40s throughout Iowa, the lower 40s and lower 50s throughout Nebraska, the upper 30s and lower 50s throughout Kansas, and the lower 30s to lower 40s throughout Missouri. This warming trend will be very short-lived as another low-pressure system moves through over Tuesday night and into Wednesday. For today's forecast, sunny skies and a high nearing 34, south winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25, clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 22, mostly sunny skies on Tuesday with our high nearing 39 degrees. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
El Camino Electric in Fall City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Fall City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Fall City. Your electrical problem solver.
Armand City Supply. We take good care of you. Family
owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your Country Parts Superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
One of the best tickets in town will always be activities at our local schools. Athletic events, concerts, and plays. You can always count on an enjoyable time. Our children are the future. Let's give them all the encouragement that we can. Go to a game, hear a concert, see a play. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank and Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back once again inside Auburn High School. Live coverage coming your way this afternoon of the Southeast Nebraska Shootout. I'm Randy Gatula, Cody Swan, seated next to me. We're at the midway point in the first of four games that we have this afternoon and this evening. At halftime, the Fall City Tiger girls are trailing Ashland Greenwood 25-17. Coming up next, it'll be boys basketball, same two schools. After that, it'll be Auburn's girls taking on the Milford Eagles, followed by the Auburn boys and Milford. That boys game, our nightcap tonight, Cody. Auburn at 6-2, Milford at 8-2. Auburn uncharacteristically with two losses after a 67-game win streak spanning three seasons, actually going into a fourth season. And they lost an overtime game up at D.C. West, I think by one, and then they lost by two in the holiday tournament up at Wayne to Hardington Cedar Catholic. And as I mentioned earlier, if you weren't listening during the pregame, that loss came in six overtimes.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Six overtimes. That's 1 3/4 ball games. You had an extra 24 minutes there before they got that puppy settled.
And one thing about those two schools, Randy, you know those boys teams will come out and want to play high-intensity defense, so could have a whale of a show out here.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that nightcap. It ought to be a dandy. Hey, if you don't have anything going on, it's not that bad out there today. The weather's fairly decent. Come on by Auburn High School and take in some high school basketball. Honestly, not a lot of attendance here so far on a weekday afternoon. A little hard for people to get away from work. A few of the diehard fans are here. The parents, obviously, they found a way to get off work. That worked the way it works out. But hope to see some more people out here later today when the Auburn teams take the floor for those two final ball games. All right, we move back to live action here. I'll let you take this, Cody.
Ashland basketball coming in the third quarter. This is Comstock with it. She'll dribble to the paint. Now kicks it back outside to Danielle Tonjes. Tonjes goes to the left side to Olivia Pike, the right side that is. Now she'll pick up her dribble, go back to Tonjes. Tonjes will dribble drive the right side. Now looks to find a cutter in the middle. That was Emma Keith in there. Keith picks up her dribble. Back outside it goes. Ball is on the floor. Now it's all loose. And it's going to end up in the hands of Tonjes. Tonjes dribble drive to the basket. She picks up her dribble now. Finds Olivia Pike underneath the basket all by herself. Shot is up and good for Olivia Pike now with 9 points in the ball game. And it's 27-17, back to a 10-point lead here right away here in the third quarter. Here's Ava Armbruster with it now. She'll dribble drive left-handed to the baseline. Now picked up her dribble. Cross-court pass it goes to Isabel Armbruster. Armbruster back out top to Ava Armbruster. Playing catch with it now. Here, Isabel uses a screen for McNeely. Top of the key, it goes Ava Armbruster. Looking to set up the offense is Ava Armbruster. Armbruster goes to the left wing, picks up her dribble with the left elbow. Cross-court pass, McNeely takes a dribble. Shot is up off the glass, won't go down. Rebound is fought for in there by Nolte, but ends up in the hands of Emma Keith. And Keith will push it ahead and whistle as she was trying to do so, pushing the ball up the court.
I think that's going to go on Reese, but we'll have to wait till they post it. Reese McNeely picks up her second personal, first team foul of the half on the Lady Tigers.
McKinley Scholl and Elise Poppy check back into the ballgame for the Tigers. They will replace Isabel Armbruster and Chase Nolte. Olivia Pike will inbound it for the Blue Jays right here in front of us. Now she'll go across court pass to Tonjes, looking to get it inside to Pike, and she's whistled as the pass was going into her. Looks like a pushing foul on the Tigers.
And that's also going to be on Reese McNeely. So Reese picks up two quick ones. She's got three personal fouls, two team fouls now for the half on the Lady Tigers. Reese McNeely will set down with the three fouls.
Kirkendall will check in for her. Here's an inbound pass underneath the basket that comes into Pike. Now here's an in, back down in the left corner to Comstock. Tonge is with it now at the volleyball spike line. Will set up the offense for the Blue Jays. This is Hannah Keith. Lobs it inside the pike. Ball is tipped away by McKinley Scholl. Good job defensively there, getting a hand on it. McKinley Scholl tipping that ball away from Pike. Scholl thought that one was off the Blue Jays, and the referee says, no, that one was off of you. So the Blue Jays will have the basketball.
She almost got away with it.
Yeah, she tipped out of bounds there like she's going to take it. Here's Keith with it on the right side. Now the ball is tipped off and in hands of Poppy. Poppy will bring it up the right side. Tries to find a cutting Kirkendall in there with Hannah Keith there, tipping the ball away to herself, and Hannah Keith gets the steal for the Blue Jays.
Turnovers have really hurt the Lady Tigers here this afternoon.
Here is Paige Comstock with it on the right side. Now she'll set up the offense, dribble it to the center circle, goes to the left side with it. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Tigers. I believe they're going to get Poppy.
Well, she looked like the guilty party.
Yep,
they posted on Elise as her first personal. Team foul number 3 already on the Lady Tigers.
Foul for the Tigers 3, Ashland 0 here early in this third quarter. We got 6 minutes on the clock. Here's a pass that's trying to get inside to Olivia Pike. It's out of bounds over Pike's head, and it'll go back to the Tigers.
Well, you ever notice how hard Maddie Jones is working under that basket, both offensively and defensively? She is a presence under there.
And she's not the tallest, but she sure scraps under there, doesn't she?
Yeah.
It'll be Tigers basketball now as Chase Nolte checks back into the ball game for the Tigers. A little bit more height there for the Tigers. This is Ava Armbruster with it. She'll go to the right corner. Elise Poppy holds it there, looking to make a little offense. Goes to the free throw line. Nolte looks to go to the left side to Armbruster, and Armbruster can't quite corral that one as it goes out of bounds.
That pass just a little bit too tall down here on the corner on the left side. Goes out of bounds. We've got 5:28 to play in the third quarter. 27-17 our score. Lady Tigers down by 10.
Comstock with it for the Blue Jays. Crossover dribble. Now here's a steal by Kirkendall as Comstock was trying to crossover dribble. Kirkendall all the way to the glass. Up, off, won't go down. Offensive rebound by Nolte. Shot is up, won't go down, but a whistle and a foul as Chase Nolte will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair of free throws for the Tigers.
Foul is going to be called on Olivia Pike. On Olivia, that's her second personal. Team foul number 1 of the half on Ashton Greenwood.
Chase Nolte yet to score here in the ballgame this evening. First free throw is up and good. Guess I should say this afternoon, rather. Chase Nolte will have another opportunity for a free throw right here.
Do a state tournament game in the morning. I'd say tonight.
Chase Nolte's second free throw won't go down. Off front iron. She's 1-for-2 with a point. Now it's back to a 9-point lead for the Blue Jays as they come the other way with it. Going from our left to our right here today. This is Tonjes with the basketball now on the right wing. She'll use her dribble to go to the free throw line. Now all the way to the glass. Shot is blocked away by Poppy, but an offensive rebound right there with Pike. Pike back out top to Keith. Keith back to Pike. Pike will take the right corner three that won't go down. Rebound right there for it offensively was Tonjes. The whistle and a foul is going to be called. It is offensively. Yep. See who they get that one on.
Going to go on Tonjes and on Danielle. That is her second personal. Team foul number 2 of the half on the Lady Jays.
Here come the Tigers the other way with it now. This is Poppy with the basketball. She'll go to the right side over to Ava Armbruster. Armbruster looking to get some scoring going, and she had 5 there in the first half. She dribbles to the right side. Back out top it goes. Kirkendall now. Here's a pass almost taken away by Tonjes. Poppy finds control with it in the left corner. Top of the key, Kirkendall. She'll take that 3 that nailed it. Nice shot there by Ashley Kirkendall. A few more of those, and the Tigers will be right back in this thing. 27-21 now the score. 4:13 to show on the clock right now, and a whistle and a blocking foul is going to be called on the Tigers.
That's Kirkendall's second three-pointer of the ballgame here so far. The foul is going to be on Ashley Kirkendall, her second personal, fourth team foul on the Lady Tigers.
Jenna Grell will inbound it. Now, no good defensive play once again by Maddie Jones. Takes it away. Ahead it goes to Ava Armbruster. Back out top. Poppy, she'll take the transition. 3, got it. Great shot by Elise Poppy for her first points of the ball game, and it's back to a 3-point lead for the Blue Jays. And a timeout on the court is called. 27-24, the Blue Jays in front of the Tigers. 3:56 to show here in the third quarter. We'll be back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or west of Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
3:56 left to play in the third quarter here at Auburn High School. 27-24 our score. The Lady Tigers have fought back to within three. A couple of nice three-pointers here. At least Poppy nailed one. Ashley Kirkendall put one down. Noldy added a free throw so far here in this third period.
7-2 run for the Tigers here to start the second half. It'll be Blue Jays basketball after Coach Dave Huber took the timeout there. Settled the girls down a little bit if you're a Blue Jays fan. Inbound pass. It'll come to Paige Comstock. Comstock will take it to the left elbow. Back out top she goes. Left-handed dribble. Jones on her. Jones nice defensively there. Once again tips the ball away but ends up in the hands of Tonjes. Tonjes picks up her dribble with the right elbow. Now finds Comstock through the through traffic in the lane. Nice pass underneath. That was Lauren Gertis under there for her first 2 points of the ball game. And ahead it goes to McKinley Scholl on the left corner. Three short corner jump shot for Scholl goes down. And trading baskets there. And it's still a three-point game, 29-26. Blue Jays in front.
Tigers answered very quickly there.
This is Tonjes with it for the Blue Jays on the left side. Scholl hold it there. Ball is almost knocked away by Armbruster. Now she'll find Grinnell at the top of the key with it. Tonjes uses her dribble, gets to the free throw line, now picks up her dribble, double team there. Whistle and a jump ball. Good defense there by the Tigers. And possession arrow is actually going to show to the Tigers.
Ball City with an opportunity now to either tie with a three or pull back to within one with a two on this trip down the court.
Ava Armbruster will dribble the basketball across the timeline. The sophomore point guard off to the right side to Kirkendall. Kirkendall finds Scholl, who will try a three from the top of the key and nail it. Three for three from three is the Tigers. And that's McKinley Scholl's first three-pointer basket of the game as well. We're back to the even game, 29-29. 2:34 left to play, third period. This is Emma Keith with it on the right side. Top of the key, it goes Paige Comstock. Comstock off to the right side. That was Gertis. Now a dribble drive. Nice pass underneath to Gertis. Great pass there from Emma Key to Lauren Gertis for the easy layup there as Gertis did the dribble drive and dished it off there. Here's Ava Armbruster with it. Trailing by two now. Looks for Jones underneath the hoop. Shot is up and good. So Maddie Jones scores once again. She's got 8 points now in the ball game.
Tiger need to get Maddie Jones involved in that offense under the basket. She's been their bread and butter for producing points under there.
Now here are the Blue Jays on the left wing. Tries to lob it underneath to Gertis. Gertis shot up. Won't go down, but a whistle and a foul. Lauren Gertis has been on the receiving end of a couple great assists here early in the third quarter. And she will head to the free throw line for two shots here.
Foul is going to be on Elise Poppy. On Poppy, her second personal, team foul number five on Fall City.
Lauren Gertis with 4 points in the ballgame now. A couple baskets here in the third quarter. Shot is up, rolled all the way around the rim, bounces out. So
Chase,
no good.
Chase Noldy back into the lineup now for the Tigers. Noldy comes in replacing Maddie Jones.
31-31 the score. Clock shows a minute 49, third quarter. This is Lauren Gertis, the sophomore. For Ashlyn Greenwood, shot is on the way up and nailed it, so it's back to a one-point advantage for the Blue Jays. Sub into the ball game. This is Olivia Pike checking back into the ball game. She will replace Gertis. Here's the pass inbounded to McKinley Scholl. Scholl goes to Poppy. Cross-court pass to Nolte. Nolte shot up off the glass. Oh, what out.
They had numbers out of the head.
Ashlyn. Ashlyn looking to push it ahead now. Across the timeline, right side it goes. Emma Keith. Keith with a three-point shot. Won't go down. Rebound comes down to Kirkendall. Kirkendall down the left side with it to Scholl. Scholl with a three-point opportunity. Won't go down. She just made one of them there a second ago. Misses that one. So it remains 32-31. We're approaching 1 minute to play here, third period. This is Ashlyn back with the basketball. Emma Keith with it on the right side. Around the horn it goes. Ends up in the hands of Hannah Keith on the left side. Inbound pass to Olivia Pike. Pike makes her move, puts a shot up, won't go down, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called. She was trying to shoot there.
Foul's going to be on Chase Nolte. On Chase, that's her first personal. That is, however, team foul number 6 already here of the half on the Lady Tigers. So the next foul, you're going to see Ashland Greenwood in the 1-1.
Pike with 9 points in the ball game here. Takes aim for her first free throw of 2 and gets that one to go down. Makes her 4 or 5 in the ball game with another opportunity coming.
Olivia in double figures has 10 points now for the Lady Jays.
Coming in off the bench for the Tigers, this is Isabel Armbruster. She will replace Ava Armbruster. Probably giving Ava a quick break here before we start the fourth quarter, I'd imagine. Pike's second free throw off, won't go down. Rebound comes down to Kirkendall. Kirkendall will have it. Scholl dribbled across the timeline and now goes to Scholl with it at the volleyball spike line. Scholl uses a screen from Nolte, looks to lob it in to Isabel Armbruster, took the shot up and is fouled as Isabel was trying to make her move there to the basket.
They'll put the freshman at the free throw line. She'll be shooting 2 shots for the Lady Tigers. Foul is going to be called on Danielle Tonjes. On Tonjes, that's her third personal. Team foul number 3.
So Isabel Armbruster, the freshman, shot is on the way up and good for Isabel. She's now got 1 point in the ball game.
Wish you made that look smooth.
Yeah, it looked great.
Here's Jenna Grell back into the ball game, replacing Danielle Tonjes.
Free throw, the second free throw is up and short off front iron, won't go down for Isabel Armbruster, and it remains a 1-point ball game, 33-32 the score, with 47 seconds to play, third quarter. Here's a 3-point shot from the left wing by Hannah Keith, it won't go down. Nice rebound there by Ashley Kirkendall. Kirkendall with it, brings it up the right side across the timeline, left side it goes. Poppy finds Isabel Armbruster under there, puts shot up off the glass, won't go down, off back iron. Rebound comes down to Emma Keith. Keith across the timeline through the center circle to the left elbow, looks to get to the top of the key to Comstock. Comstock holds it there, now uses her dribble and will pull it back out. 18 seconds to go here, third period. I say they're going to hold for 1 shot. I said that last time and they shot it. Here is Emma Keith with it now, kicks it out to Pike. Whistle and an offensive foul is going to be called on Pike.
Ooh. There's a break.
So Olivia Pike, I believe that's her third personal foul, Randy, right?
And a fourth team foul.
Fourth team foul. So 32-33. Ashland in front here.
9 seconds to
work with. 9 seconds to play. Here's Ashley Kirkendall with it. You got to get it across the timeline. Here comes Kirkendall all the way to the basket. Puts the shot up. Block. And no foul. There's the horn. That will take us to the end of the third period with a wild fourth quarter here to come. I'll turn things over to Randy. Our score, 33-32. Ashland in front of Fall City as we head to the fourth quarter. We'll be back in 1 minute on KTNC.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it, and you'll agree. Vince Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders to quarters and sides of Vince Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Vince Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula, Cody Swong back with you at Auburn High School. We move to fourth quarter action. The Lady Tigers trailing Ashland Greenwood 33-32. The basketball will belong to the Lady Jays as play is resumed. Inbounding the pass, Emma Keith at midcourt gets it tossed into Tonjes. Man-to-man defense by the Lady Tigers. Tonjes works to the right elbow with the basketball. Picks up the dribble. A cross-court pass to the left side. That's Jenna Grell with the ball. Long pass. Knocked away nicely. Loose basketball. And coming out of there with the steal for the Lady Tigers was McKinley Scholl. Down court in a hurry with it. This is Armbruster. A cross-court pass to Scholl. Driving baseline right side. Jump shot. Scholl couldn't get it down and the ball comes out. And the rebound is grabbed up by Jenna Grell. Long down court pass in a hurry. Tonjes with the basketball. Comes over to the right elbow. Handling it. That's Hannah Keith. Back to Tonjes once again. Still in the man-to-man defense here are the Lady Tigers. Tanyas takes the dribble, works to the right side of the free throw circle, in the paint, moves to the hoop, underhanded scoop shot up and off, no good, rebound, follow shot, putback won't go, ball is loose on the floor, out of bounds, it went off of Tanyas, and it'll be Fall City basketball.
An opportunity to go ahead here. The Tigers have another opportunity.
33-32, Ashland Greenwood up by one, 7 minutes, 5 seconds to play in the ballgame. On the dribble across the timeline is Ashley Kirkendall into the corner, baseline left side with the pass to Reese McNeely. Back up top, Ava Armbruster. Armbruster left-handed dribble, takes it to the left side of the lane, has to kick it back to Maddie Jones. Jones tries a little spin move in the paint, takes it to the basket, bounce pass right side, Kirkendall, jump shot, up and off, that was McKinley Scholl. Scholl could hit the jump shot from the right side on the rebound, comes the other direction to the Lady Jays. This is Jenna Grell with the basketball off to Tanyas. Danielle Tanyas, guarded closely by Ava Armbruster, flips to the near elbow, Emma Keith, she falls to the floor, ball is loose, grabbing it away from her is Jones. Jones gets rid of the basketball, they get it over, down court it comes, across the timeline on the dribble goes Kirkendall, feeds it into the corner right side. McNeely into Jones, back out to the baseline right side. Kirkendall puts up a jump shot, doesn't go off the front of the rim, and the Lady Tigers come away empty-handed. Fast break the other way, Tanyas, layup, up off and no good. Rebound, Tigers, ball taken away by Tanyas. Try for follow shot is up and off, no good. Ball is loose, out of bounds. Players on the floor, touch last by Fall City. Boy, doing a job in there, battling after that loose basketball was Elise Poppy. It got a little bit rough and tough down there. Late ball, though, inbound at baseline into their own basket. Here's a long three, misses everything. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Fall City's basketball.
Chase Nolte checking back into the ball game as it is 5:45 left on the clock here. Still 33-32 in favor of the Blue Jays.
Things getting pretty rugged underneath the basket there. Awfully physical basketball on that last trip down the court. 5:54 on the clock. 33-32. That's where we were at the end of the period. So we've played a couple of minutes of this third quarter scoreless basketball. Lady Tigers with the ball. They'll come down and set the offense against the man-to-man defense. Ava Armbruster on the dribble. Well, on the left elbow, Armbruster holds the ball for a minute. Had a pick set there by Nolte. Puts it into Nolte on the pick and roll. Nolte left-handed shot up off the glass and wouldn't go. And how many of those have they had tonight? They just can't get that ball to fall. In the paint, here's a collision in the lane. The shot is up. The good news is for Tiger fans, the shot does not fall. The foul is going to be on Maddie Jones, I think.
They are going to call it on Maddie Jones. That'll be Maddie's first personal foul here. Team's seventh now.
At the free throw line is Olivia Pike, shooting two. The first one is up and off, no good. Olivia has now hit 4 of 7 from the free throw line. She's in double figures, has 10 points. Here's her second shot. 5'10 sophomore, averages 12 points a ball game. Shot is up, this is off also, but the ball is tipped around and she comes down with it herself. Olivia Pike gets the rebound from her own missed free throw. Here's the ball tipped out of bounds. Going to go off the hand is Chase Nolte. Nolte reached out there and tipped it away.
McKinley Scholl and Ashley Kirkendall checking back in for the Tigers here, replacing Reese McNeely and Ava Armbruster.
All right, the ball belongs to the Lady Jays. Danielle Tanyas in forecourt on the near side, lobs it in the paint. Spin move, shot off the glass, up and good. Oh, that was a nice move by Olivia Pike.
She's a great player.
She's got 12 points. That's her average. And it's a three-point lead for Ashland Greenwood, 35-32, 5 minutes, 10 seconds to go. There's a jump shot left side of the lane up and good by Ashley Kirkendall. Kirkendall has 8 points. That was a nice answer there by Kirkendall. Back to a one-point ball game. Long three. Who got it? Tanyas. That was Tanyas. Danielle Tanyas. She's got 14 as she hit the three from the left elbow. Fast-paced basketball now. Down the other direction quickly with the ball. For Fall City on the left side is Scholl. Can't get open for the shot. Gets it out to Kirkendall. Kirkendall to Chase Nolte at the free throw line. He comes up with it. Gives the ball to Elise Poppy. Poppy lobs underneath. Jones in traffic. Tries to go up with a shot. Follow shot is up. Doesn't get it, but she'll be fouled and will put Maddie Jones to the free throw line where she'll be shooting 2 shots here for the Lady Tigers.
I have to wait until they posted that one. They're going to call that one on Lauren Gerdes. That'll be Gerdes' first personal foul. Team's fifth now of the second half.
First of 2 free throws. Up and off. No good for Maddie Jones. Maddie's now hit 2 out of 3 from the line. She has 6 points in the ball game. That is her average on the season. Here's her second free throw coming for the junior. It's up and good. Maddie Jones now with 7 points. And it's 38-35, I believe. Yes. 3-point lead now for Ashland Greenwood. Oh, a nice speed driving lane. The lay-in, uncontested lay-in, wouldn't fall for Lauren Gerdes. Rebound brought down by McKinley Scholl, and she'll push the ball down the court for the Lady Tigers. To Maddie Jones in the corner. Jones tries to drive the right side baseline, nothing there. Puts it back up top to Poppy. Poppy on the right side of the free throw lane. Jones with a long three from the corner. It's off the rim, doesn't go. Rebound to the Lady Jays. With the rebound is Olivia Pike. Pike clears the ball across to Paige Comstock. Comstock guarded by Poppy in the man-to-man defense. Cross to the left side. Timeout taken on the floor. Excellent Greenwood. 3:50 to play in the ballgame. 38-35. Lady Jays up by three. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Happy holidays from all of us at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This is Andy Armbruster, and I want to take a moment to thank all of our customers for your patronage this past year. We appreciate you putting your trust in us for all of your vehicle needs. On behalf of all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, we would like to wish you a safe and prosperous and blessed new year. Thank you again for thinking of us when it comes to your vehicle.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Auburn High School, live coverage of the Southeast Nebraska Shootout coming your way this afternoon and this evening here on KTNC and later tonight over on Sunny 101.3. Right now we've got 3:50 left to play in this one. It's a 38-35 ball game. Ashland Greenwood up by three. Inbound the pass to Lauren Gerdes in the corner. With the ball is Tanja. She gets trapped down there. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow favors the Lady Tigers. So Fall City, a chance to tie it with a three or get within one with a two on this trip down the court. Here come the Lady Tigers. Inbound the pass to Ava Armbruster. Back to the near side. McKinley Scholl with the ball. Scholl on the left side of the free throw circle. Has to come back to Armbruster between the rings at the top of the key. Armbruster backs it out to the left elbow. Now that little floater in the paint, it won't go that time for her. The ball goes out of bounds. She had some luck with that earlier in the back in the second quarter, made a couple of those. This one came up short. Oh, they're going to say it was tipped. Must have been tipped. All right, so the ball belongs to the Lady Tigers. They get it back. Reese McNeely will inbound it. Lobs it in. The ball is deflected. Tan just has it. Now it's picked up. And they flip it out here to the top of the key to Scholl. Little floater up off the glass, and it won't go. Boy, they had so many of those tonight. Stolen back in the other direction by Jones.
Another good defensive play by Maddie Jones.
Yeah, Jones gets the steal. Gives it off to Armbruster. Feeds it underneath. There's McNeely. Jones in the paint. Jump shot. Won't go. And a whistle and a foul. Foul is going to be called on the Tigers, and we're in the 1-1 here.
That foul there is going to be called on Reese McNeely, her fourth personal foul now, and like Randy said, in the 1-1 with 18 fouls.
Who we got at the line? We got a ponytail.
Hannah Keith.
I want to call him Keithley. It just doesn't seem like I'm shortchanging him when I just say Keith. Hannah Keith, a 5'2 senior. She has 5 points so far on 1 3-pointer. This is her first attempt from the charity stripe. Free throw is up and good. Hannah Keith now with 4 points. That makes the lead four now for Ashland Greenwood with 3 minutes and 2 seconds to play in the ballgame. The 5'2 senior takes aim for her second free throw. It's up and good also. Got them both. Gives her team a 5-point lead now at 40-35. Here come the Lady Tigers. Armbruster right wing with the ball. Works the dribble. Tries to go inside the paint. Spin move. Ava Armbruster in traffic. Kicks it out. Top of the key. Comes up to Maddie Jones. Jones looks for the cutter. Finds Reese McNeely on the left wing. Across court pass in the corner. Kirkendall inside McNeely. McNeely tries to feed it into traffic to Kirkendall, and they turn the ball over. The steal to Emma Keith. Keith down court with the ball. Picked up by Pompey on defense. Puts it out to the left wing to Hannah Keith. Blue Jays are going to slow it down now. Danielle Tonjes with the basketball. Tonjes dribbling inside the paint. Has the ball stolen away. Good job on the steal there by Ashley Kirkendall. The outlet pass comes out to Armbruster. Again, they'll set their offense. Down by 5, 40-35 with 2:10 to go in the ballgame. in traffic. Jones goes up with a shot. She'll be fouled. Couldn't get at the ball. Maddie Jones will be at the line. She'll be shooting two shots.
That foul is going to be called on Olivia Pike. On Pike, that's now her fourth personal foul. Team sixth.
At the free throw line, Maddie Jones. Maddie's hit 3 out of 4 from the line so far. Here shooting 2. The first one is up and won't go. She'll get another shot coming here. Maddie Jones. Saw grandpa Mark Jones in the stands here a minute ago down in front of us. Taking a little basketball. Maddie Jones ready for her second attempt. Launches the shot. It's up and off the rim. Wouldn't go. Came away empty-handed that trip. Still down by 5. One of the Lady Tigers. 40-35. 2 minutes to play in the ballgame. Under the basket. Baseline left side. No place to go with that shot. Good defense. They collapse down there quickly on Hannah Key. Cleared out at the top of the key near the midcourt line is Paige Comstock. Now they feed it underneath. There's a move to the basket. Shot is up and off. There's a go, but we'll have a whistle or a foul called on Poppy.
Please, Poppy's going to now pick up her third personal foul. Team's ninth. One more will be in the double bonus.
We got, is this Presley?
This is Emma Keith.
Emma Keith. All right. Emma Keith at the line where she'll be shooting two shots. First trip to the free throw line. Bank shot. Banked it off the glass and got it to fall. She's got 3 points. Back into the game comes Danielle Tonjes. Presley Harms also onto the floor. Emma Keith ready for her second free throw attempt, trying to put her team up by 7. It's up and good. Got them both. So it's a 7-point ball game. Timeout on the floor with a minute 45 to play. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Auburn High School. Randy Gatua, Cody Swong with you for our basketball marathon this afternoon and this evening. 4 big games coming your way. We've got a minute 45 left to play in regulation in this one. The Falls City girls are trailing Ashland-Greenwood now by 7, 42-35. This is, I think, the biggest lead Ashland-Greenwood has had since they led by 8 at halftime, 25-17. It's been a fairly close second half of basketball, a good third quarter for the Lady Tigers, but it haven't fared as well here in the fourth period. It'll be Fall City's basketball. Play is resumed. As we said, the Lady Tigers down by 7, but a minute 45 to play. Inbound the pass to Ava Armbruster across the timeline. Ava comes with the ball. She's a sophomore ball handler here. Left side on the elbow. Lob pass into Jones. Jones moves to the basket. Fall away shot up and good. Maddie Jones puts it down. She's got 9 points now. And it's back to a 5-point ball game. Full court pressure by the Lady Tigers. Falling to the floor, Tonjes, she travels. Tonjes got trapped between 3 defenders, fell to the floor, traveled, and it'll be a turnover to give the ball back to the Lady Tigers. Tigers are going to press now, and it looks like the strategy is going to be to get the ball inside to Jones. Ball City's ball, inbounding the pass, McKinley Scholl. She'll inbound it in forecourt on the side. Lobs it in to Armbruster. Ava Armbruster, right elbow. Kirkendall comes to the left side. Scholl. Scholl back to Kirkendall for 3. Got it. Ashley Kirkendall hits the 3, her third 3-pointer. It's a 2-point ball game. Full court pressure by the Lady Tigers at midcourt. Tonjes in trouble. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Lady Tigers, most likely on McKinley Scholl.
They're going to tag Scholl with that foul, her third personal foul. Now the team's 10th, so double bonus.
Okay, and is this Tonjes?
This is Tonjes.
Danielle Tonjes. She's 1 out of 2 from the line. Here shooting 2. First one is up and off. No good. Folks, it's a 2-point ball game. 42-40. We've got a minute and 2 seconds left to play in the game. Olivia Pike checks back in now for the Blue Jays. Danielle Tonjes. Second free throw is up. This one is off. No good. The rebound comes down to the Tigers. Maddie Jones. Ball City with a chance to tie this trip down. 55 seconds to play. 42-40, timeout taken on the floor. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're enjoying Fall City Lady Tigers basketball on KTNC.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah?
Wow!
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
54.7 seconds show on the game clock here at Auburn High School. That's what's left to play in regulation. The Fall City Lady Tigers trailing Ashland Greenwood by 2. 42-40 is our score. Timeout taken down here on the floor before action is resumed. It'll be Fall City's basketball. When we resume live action, coming up next will be boys basketball, Fall City, and Ashland Greenwood. Lady Tigers will play the ball in forecourt on the far side, on the south sideline here. They go from our right to left, from west to east here at Auburn High School. To inbound the pass will be McKinley Shoal. Into Ava Armbruster in backcourt. Across the timeline, Armbruster on the dribble. Man-to-man defense here. Right side, down deep in the corner. A skip pass across. Poppy, open look, shot up and off. Couldn't get it. With the rebound to Jones. Follow shot, put back up, and a whistle and a foul. And we'll put Maddie Jones back to the line. Maddie has hit 3 out of 6 from the free throw line so far. She has 9 points. In this afternoon's ball game,
Emma Keith tagged with that personal foul there.
Maddie Jones shooting 2. The first one is up and in and out. Couldn't get it. She'll have another shot coming. Boy, she had a chance to tie it here possibly at the line. Maybe she can get us back within 1. Maddie Jones ready for her second shot. It's up. This one is good. It's down. It's a 1-point ball game with 40 seconds to go. Full court pressure by the Lady Tigers. And the Lady Jays not handling it well. Now they break the press and bring it into forecourt. On the dribble with the ball is Comstock. Across court, Tonjes. They will foul Tonjes. The foul is going to be called on A. Brewster. A big welcome to all of our listeners in the Ashland Greenwood area listening in online at mscsports.net. We know the web address was shared with all of our friends up in Ashland. Glad to have you tuned in for our broadcast. At the line is Tonjes, shooting 2. Free throw is up and off, no good.
This one's Emma, that's actually Anna Keith at the free throw line.
Oh, thank you. All right, Emma Keith couldn't get that one. She'll have another shot. It's a 1-point ball game, 28 seconds to go. Emma Keith's second free throw is up, and it's good. She got that one. 2-point game now, 43-41. Lady Tigers can tie it with a 2, 24 seconds to go. Here come the Tigers on the attack offensively in the corner, right side. Underneath Jones off the glass, up and good. Maddie Jones lays it in. She's got 12 points, and we're tied at 43 all. 10 seconds to play. Blue Jays into forecourt. Timeout taken. Ashland Greenwood with 10 seconds on the clock, all tied at 43 all. We're back in half a minute on KTNC.
Salem Grain Company with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, a first of 4 games for you this afternoon and this evening. And, Cody, this one's a dandy.
This has been a great ball game.
Yeah,
I think it was a 10-point game there early in the first half. The Blue Jays had a 12-2 lead, and the Tigers just haven't went away, and now we're tied here with 10 seconds to go in the ball game.
Fall City was down by 8 at halftime, 25-17. They trailed by 1 after 3 quarters, 33-32. 10 seconds now left in regulation, all tied at 43 apiece. The basketball will be with the Blue Jays. They will play it in forecourt on the side.
It's worth noting, Ashland is out of timeouts. Tigers have 2 left.
All right, here we go. Blue Jays will inbound it. Danielle Tonjes to toss it in right in front of the Ashland Greenwood coaches in front of their bench on the south side. John just lobs it inside, in the corner, driving baseline. Bounce pass into the corner right side. Here's a jump shot up, blocked nicely. Follow shot put up. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Iceland Greenwood. 2 seconds on the clock. Nice job defensively. I think getting the block was McKinley Scholl down there.
Scholl was down there.
Oh, she did a great job. Okay, they're going to lob it in with 2 seconds underneath the baseline to the top of the key. Here's the three-pointer for the win. Off, no good. We're going to go to overtime. We'll take a 60-second break. Be back with the overtime after this one-minute timeout on KTNC.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also have nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, I-3783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula, Cody Swan, back with you here at Auburn. We're all tied at 43 at the end of regulation. We'll move to our first four-minute overtime period. Boy, Cody, you look back at those missed opportunities. So many what I call bunnies out of there that should have gone, could have gone, would have gone, but just wouldn't fall. And we're in overtime. In there to jump it up for Fall City, McKinley Scholl. She'll jump against Olivia Pike. Our official, Gary Pence, from up at Norris High School. Gary steps in. He'll tip it up, and it's going to be controlled by the Lady Tigers. With the basketball, this is Ashley Kirkendall. Driving the left side, Reese McNeely. Layup, couldn't get it. Try for putback, can't get it. Three shots over there for Reese. They were swatting at her. No whistle, no foul. And the rebound comes down to the Lady Jays. Into fourth court is Hannah Keith. Keith to the near side, Danielle Tonjes. In the paint, back to Tonjes. Tipped away by Ava Armbruster. Tonjes gets the ball back. Ava Pike, here's a steal. Other direction, driving. Oh, they tried to feed it over to Jones. You kind of wonder if Ashley Kirkendall shouldn't have just gone ahead and taken the ball up.
As soon as she passed it, she turned around like I just should have shot.
Yeah, they had a 2-on-1 cross break. She tried to give it to Maddie Jones. It all got away out of bounds. We come back the other way, still tied at 43-all. 3:15 to play in the first overtime period. Paige Comstock to the left elbow. Hannah Keith in the corner, driving baseline left side. Oh, nice job defensively.
Good job.
Again, great job there by McKinley Scholl. Scholl's going to bring the ball down court, set up on the right wing. Had an open look, three, didn't take it. Passes up to Ava Armbruster. Armbruster with the basketball. Armbruster with the basketball. Comes to the right elbow. Armbruster puts the ball across inside the paint. Maddie Jones with the basketball. Baseline right side. Set shot up and off. No good. And the rebound comes down to the Iceland Greenwood Lady Jays. Jays give the ball up to Hannah Keith. Keith, right side on the wing. Paige Comstock with the ball. Comstock flips it out to the left elbow to Hannah Keith once again. Keith backs out between the rings. Left elbow with the ball. Little hop step. She could have got called for traveling. Ball was loose there for a
good
minute.
Hustle.
Loose on the floor. They chase after it. And now what do we got?
That'll be a foul on Maddie Jones.
Yeah, Maddie Jones was diving after the ball. Maddie picks up her second personal foul. We're well past the 10 team fouls, so that means we're in a double bonus situation. And at the free throw line, shooting two shots, will be Hannah Keith. Hannah is 2 for 2 from the line, has 5 points. She made two crucial ones back in regulation there in the fourth period. Hannah Keith shooting two. First free throw is up. Off, no good. Well, she made two crucial ones, but actually, Ashton Greenwood hasn't shot the ball that well from the free throw line here in the late going.
Neither team has very, very well here, Randy.
Back into the lineup, Elise Poppy checks in. She will replace Reese McNeely.
211 on the clock. 211.
Hannah Keith, second free throw is up. This one is good. It's a one-point lead now for Ashland Greenwood with 2 minutes, 10 seconds to play in overtime. All the way down comes Ava Armbruster. She drives in. Armbruster, fall away, set shot, up and good. Oh, nice move by the sophomore. Armbruster with 7 points, and the Lady Tigers are up by 145-44. Under 2 minutes to play now, 151 in the overtime. With the ball is Emma Keith. Ball is stripped away and stolen. Great job by Maddie Jones defensively to make the steal. Ava Armbruster clears it out, and she'll bring the ball down court. Armbruster across the timeline. Very patient now, up by one. A minute 33 to go in the overtime. To the left wing, a cross-court pass comes over to Ashley Kirkendall. Kirkendall reverses to the near side, gives it up to McKinley Scholl. They're running the little weave at the top of the key out here. Scholl in the paint. She's triple-teamed, tied up, and the possession arrow is going to go to Ashland Greenwood. Andy Armbruster tried to get a timeout there, and he's pleading his case. Possession arrow goes to Ashland Greenwood. Andy Armbruster is one upset head coach. He felt he got a timeout called over there, and it wasn't granted. Big possession there, 45-44. Lady Tigers up. Oh, they're traveling called. Big mistake in backcourt. Hannah Keith drug that pivot foot. Called for traveling, and the ball will go back to the Lady Tigers now. Coach Armbruster talking with Gary Pence, our official on the far side here. Very animated conversation. 45-44. Lady Tigers up by one. A minute 13 to play. Fall City's ball into their own basket. They lob it into Jones. Timeout taken Fall City to save the possession. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. We'll be back in half a minute. You're listening to Lady Tigers basketball on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
A minute and 12 seconds left to play in the overtime period. The scoring in the overtime, Fall City 2, Ashland Greenwood 1. On a bucket by Ava Armbruster.
Yeah.
In only the fifth inning.
Yep.
All right. 45-44. Lady Tigers have a one-point lead. They will have possession of the basketball. They're inbounding it on the baseline under the left side of their own bucket. Down here on the east end to our left side as we watch from the north side of the court here at Auburn. Inbounding the pass. McKinley Scholl. McKinley lobs it in. Gets it into Jones. Right back to Scholl in the corner. Up top to Armbruster. They come out to Chaser. Back to Scholl on the right elbow. Armbruster between the rings. Holds the ball. Now they come out and foul Ava Armbruster with a minute and 2 seconds to go. 102. There's no sense standing around. If you're going to foul, you might as well do it while there's some time. That's going to send the sophomore Ava Armbruster to the free throw line. She has 7 points. She is 1 for 1 from the free throw line all the way back in the second quarter. Armbruster at the line. Now checking in, Reese McNeely. She'll come in to replace Elise Poppy for the Lady Tigers. A minute 2 to go in the overtime. At the line, Ava Armbruster. Free throw is up and got it. Armbruster now with 8 points, 2 for 2 from the line. She'll have another shot coming here. 2 point Fall City lead, 46-44 here in overtime. Ava Armbruster ready to put up her second free throw attempt. Armbruster bends the knees, looks to the basket, launches the shot. It's up and it is good. She got them both. Ava Armbruster with a pair. Fall City up by 3. 44-41. 57 seconds to go in the ballgame. With the ball is Hannah Keith. At the top of the key, that's Danielle Tonjes. Tonjes, left elbow, Paige Comstock. Comstock, lob pass, inside the paint. Moving toward the basket, no shot. Tonjes works to the corner. She can't get a shot. Double team. Tonjes in trouble. Flips it out to the right elbow. Gets it out here to Keith. Driving is Keith. Blocking foul on the baseline. Boy, Keith took it right at Maddie Jones. Jones got ran over and gets called for the blocking foul. And that's going to put Emma Keith, I believe that's Emma.
That is Emma. That's
at the
correct.
Line. Emma has hit 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. She has 5 points. Here she'll be shooting 2 shots. The clock is down to 37 seconds. First free throw is up and good for Emma Keith. 37 seconds to play in the ballgame. 47-45, I'm sorry. Boy, that 7-1 sure gets me. 2-point lead right now for Fall City with Emma Keith at the line. Free throw on the way up and got it. She hit them both. All right, back to a 1-point ball game with 37 seconds to play. Inbound the pass. Starting down court. They give it across back to Armbruster. Pressure being applied across the timeline into forecourt. Is Scholl whistling a foul on the far side? Who'd they foul? Was it Scholl or Armbruster?
McKinley Scholl will go to the line.
Okay, McKinley Scholl. She has not been to the charity stripe yet this evening. McKinley Scholl, a sophomore. She averages 10 points a ball game. She has 5 points in this one so far. Here, she'll be shooting 1-1. That was a 19 foul. 47-46. Fall City up by 1. Free throw is up. That's off. No good. And the rebound comes down to Ashlyn Greenwood with 25 seconds. Lady Jays now. A 2-pointer would win the ballgame. They're down by 1. 47-46. Timeout's going to be taken. Ashlyn Greenwood, we're going to step aside with 18 seconds to play in overtime. 47-46. Fall City up by 1. Ashlyn Greenwood will have the ball when we return on KTNC.
As this year finally comes to a close, we here at F&M Bank want to wish you peace, prosperity, health, and great happiness during the year ahead. We thank you all for your continued support, and it brings us great joy to be your local bank of choice. F&M Bank takes pride in serving the banking needs of our community year after year. Happy holidays.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, let's set the stage for the final scene here. 47-46, Lady Tigers up by 1. The clock shows 18.5 seconds to play here in the first overtime. When play is resumed, Ashlyn Greenwood will have the ball. They'll play it in on the side in forecourt. Lady Tigers up by 1. At the end of regulation, the score was tied. Ashlyn Greenwood had a chance to shoot for the win, and we went to overtime. This time, again, they can shoot for the win, but this time, if it doesn't go, we're not tied.
Ashlyn is also out of timeouts. Fall City has 2 once again.
Tonjes to inbound it in forecourt on the near side. Tonjes looking to lob it in. Okay. Inside the paint, moving toward the hoop. Fall away shot under the basket. Up, in and out, no good. And the rebound comes down to Jones. A whistle and a foul, and I think we're going to walk to the other end, and Jones is going to go to the line. And that should be the 10th team foul. We're in the double bonus now.
13 seconds left to play.
Olivia Pike just fouled out. That's her 5th foul of the ballgame. At the free throw line, Maddie Jones. Maddie has hit 1, 2, 3, 4 out of 8. In the ballgame, she has 12 points. She averages 6 per game, and she's got 12 already this afternoon. Here, shooting 2. First free throw for Maddie Jones. Got it! The junior put it down, and it's a 2-point Fall City lead. 13 seconds to go, as Cody mentioned. Second free throw, Maddie Jones. She looks to the basket. It's on the way. Count it! Hit them both. All right, 49-46, 3-point lead. They need a 3 to tie it.
8 seconds.
Into forecourt on the right side with the right elbow. Tonjes launches a long 3, doesn't go. Ball is loose on the floor. Nobody chased it. There's a buzzer in the ballgame. And the Fall City Tigers have defeated Ashlyn Greenwood in overtime. Your final score, Fall City 49, Ashlyn Greenwood 46. Don't go away. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back with a post-game scoring recap right after this 2-minute break. You've been enjoying Fall City Lady Tigers basketball on KTNC.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus.
Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College. Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
Armand City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country bottom superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Frontier Bank has announced that Trent Scheider will succeed Mark Moorhead as president at its Falls City location. Moorhead will retire from day-to-day work, but remained at the bank part-time after 28 years. Scheidel's currently vice president and has been with Frontier Bank since 2017. Also with the new year, Bill Niedfeld will bring nearly 34 years of banking experience to the Falls City location. Each employee is excited to continue to work with their existing customer base and meet and work with new customers. Frontier Bank in Falls City. Good with money. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
A big overtime win for the Lady Tigers, 49-46. They defeat Ashland Greenwood. Let's take a look at the scoring here. First of all, for the Jays, they were led by Danielle Tonja. She finished with 14 points. Olivia Pike in double figures had 12, adding 7 Emma Keith, 6 for Hannah Keith, 5 points for Lauren Gertis, and Jenna Grell added 2 for their total of 46. For the Lady Tigers, Maddie Jones led the way in double figures. She had 14 points. Ashley Kirkendall also in double figures with 11. Ava Armbruster added 9 in the ballgame. 3 points each for Hannah Collier and Elise Poppy. Adding 5 was McKinley Scholl. 2 points for Reese McNeely. Isabel Armbruster and Chase Nolde had 1 point each for Fall City's total of 49. 49-46, the Fall City girls get the overtime win and improve their record now to 5 wins and 4 losses, while the Ashland Greenwood Blue Jays fall to 4-5. We're going to take a timeout out here for about 10 or 12 minutes and send it back to Aaron Wisdom at the KTNC studios. Up next, we've got boys basketball. We'll be back live in about 12 minutes from here at Auburn High School. So right now, we'll send you back. You've been enjoying high school basketball on KTNC.